Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Two bombs exploded outside a major soccer stadium in Istanbul, Turkey, after fans had gone home Saturday night, killing at least 29, wounding dozens more. Dorian Jones is in Istanbul with more.
The fact that this did occur 2 hours after the game, where most of the spectators had left the stadium had been packed with nearly 40,000 people. It was one of the big games of the day. It does appear that the attackers were particularly targeting the police and security forces rather than civilians. And again, this does indicate and will point suspicion towards the Kurdish separatist group, the PKK, which has in recent times targeted in particular security forces.
One of the blasts late Saturday was thought to be a suicide bomber. Turkey's radio and television board issued a temporary coverage ban, citing national security concerns. At least 50 Yemen soldiers were killed or dead now after a suicide bomber blew himself up at the entrance of an army base in the city of Aden, attack later claimed by the Islamic State. Saudi Arabia, which took in Yemen's exiled president, intervened in the Yemeni civil war in 2015, combating the Iran-allied Houthi fighters who seized Yemen's capital, Sana'a, the previous year. Houthi forces removed from Aden last summer. President Obama has ordered the U.S. intelligence community to conduct a full review of the hacking-related activities aimed at disrupting the 2016 U.S. presidential election after his announcement to leading newspapers. New York Times, The Washington Post reported Russia intervened in the recent presidential election to help candidate Donald Trump. This is VOA News. Islamic State extremists fought their way into the ancient central city of Palmyra on Saturday after 2 days of intense fighting and government forces. The extremist push in Homs province comes 9 months after militants were driven from the city by Syrian government forces and their Russian allies. In a counteroffensive touted at the same time by Syrian military officials as a fatal blow to the jihadist organization. In other developments, U.S. Defense Chief Ash Carter announced the deployment of 200 more military personnel to northern Syria to help the Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces in the push to capture the IS stronghold of Raqqa.
These uniquely skilled operators will join the 300 U.S. Special Operations Forces already in Syria to continue organizing, training, equipping, and otherwise enabling capable, motivated local forces to take the fight to ISIL.
And in Paris, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met with other top diplomats in an attempt to revive the stalled talks with Russia on easing the Aleppo crisis. ExxonMobil President and CEO Rex Tillerson is the latest frontrunner to be the next U.S. Secretary of State. Several news organizations are citing unnamed sources close to President-elect Donald Trump's transition team, saying an announcement on Tillerson's selection would come soon. Mr. Trump has continued now his thank you tour of America with stops in recent days in the states of Michigan and Louisiana, where he vowed to undo many of President Obama's initiatives.
That includes protecting the Second Amendment, repealing and replacing Obamacare, securing our southern border, we'll build a wall, that's true. We're going to build a wall.
U.S. President-elect Trump. In his weekly address to the people of the U.S., President Obama took issue with those who say the Affordable Care Act, often referred to as Obamacare, should be repealed.
So any partisan talk you hear about repealing or replacing the Affordable Care Act should be judged by whether they keep all those improvements that benefit you and your family right now.
The Affordable Care Act is a U.S. federal statute enacted by President Obama in 2010 to extend health care coverage to millions of people who previously did not have health insurance. For more on that story and the rest of the hour's news, check out our website. You can find us at voanews.com. And as always, we're available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.